Judy McKenzie, worked at the Theatre Royal since I was 14, and I'm now 87. It would have been about 1948. I was still at school. If, you know, the headmistress had found out, my goodness, you know, I was at St Margaret's and they are so strict back then. I got the job because my mother worked there. My two aunties worked there. My godmother was in the ticket box. First memory was a show called Hell's a Poppin'. I think I was about 12. I can remember it so vividly. And I went with my grandma and my mother. And it was the big vaudeville show. There was a ventriloquist came out with a doll. And the doll kept saying, she's sweet, she's cute. That was my first memory of going to the theatre and sitting in C15, third row from the front on the aisle. My first big show on my own was the Kiwis Concert Party. And that was, it was so much fun. And I fell so in love with one of them. He was old enough to be my father. It was owned by J.C. Williamson. It was limping along. We were getting about 4-6 shows a year. It was pretty sad, and the theatre was so neglected. It was awful. Torn seats, springs sticking out of seats, and women would sit in them and scream when they sat on a spring, tearing their clothes. So Williamson's put it up for auction, and it was auctioned 3 times. Third time, I was sweating. I was terrified that the theatre was going to be sold. I just loved that place. And then at the last minute, in 3 days' time, Charlie Lunny was going to move in with a big ball and bulldozer. Plans were being made to get the marble staircase out and the chandeliers, and then it would have been rubble. And Murray Mitchell rang me and he said, look, don't worry, Jude, you'll still have a job. And I thought, what? And he said, we're putting a car park there and we'd like you to be in charge of the car park. I tell you, if he'd been in Christchurch, I would have bopped him. Yeah, couldn't believe it. How insensitive. But anyway, it was bought at the very last minute, very last minute. And because I'd been there so long, I was made manager. I was petrified. I'd moved into the flat. So it was all go. We had so much fun. In the 70s, we were well known overseas when managers arrived, tour managers with big shows, small ones, big ones. They would always say, are we having a party? We've heard about the parties. And all the staff, every usher, all the doormen, everybody who worked backstage, the shop lady, everyone had to bring a big plate of food. I brought my stereo in. One of the other ushers brought in 2 or 3 big thingies for candles. There was a huge table in the foyer upstairs. And we used to put white sheets on that and the candles. I wouldn't have any electric lights. We had candles on the balustrades. We had candles everywhere. The music was going. And I tell you, the cast couldn't believe it. They were invited to supper with the staff and probably thought, oh God, you know, glass of water and a bicky. And they came up and there was music and there was food and it was so much fun. I'd get home about 3 in the morning, but the parties were, they were legends, you know. We had Stratford John's, and wherever he went, he would always go to a police station because he was a copper, you know, in the program. And he would go to police station and make himself known. Anyway, he went. He must have told them that there was a party on that night. We had all our food out and we were waiting for the cast to come up. The next thing, all these footsteps, and there was about 10 policemen came up the stairs. 1 or 2 of the doormen just about freaked out because they thought we were being raided. And all these policemen came up, descended on the table and began eating. We were just standing there with our mouths open. Couldn't believe it. They just ate and ate. So we were pretty pissed off, actually. And Alan, lovely wee doorman, he went over to them and told them the story. And told them to put their hands in their pockets, which they did. And two or three of the guys went off to buy fish and chips and all sorts. Just been so much fun at the theatre. Absolutely loved that building. When I lived there, I used to go down into the theatre at the weekends on my own, and I would just walk around and touch all the bricks. I wouldn't go on holiday unless there were no shows. Never would. I just loved it there. Absolutely loved it.